now. I didn't even, I wasn't
so
even
much
looking
better.
now, and I just assumed.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. So it says like recordings of higher quality. Okay. Ready, set. Hello.
You can release that too. You don't have to edit that.
I guess I can. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a super fresh, piping hot episode of Spilling Realty. I'm Kendall. I'm here with my co-host, the one, the only, the Maryland Mortgage Dad, Alex. Hi.
Kendall, how are you?
Good. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too. So what we have decided to do is it's been a while, as you all know, whether you're new or your followers, we've had the amazing opportunity to have professional production with our audio and visual capabilities and aspects. And so it's taken us a little bit to pump out content, but back by popular demand, and we've had a lot of people ask, we're going to do just a quick impromptu family session that is completely unedited. Me and Alex, let's just talk about everything, and we're going to do a really awesome 4th of July poll.
Yeah, looking forward to chopping up with you about some fun stuff. I'm sure we're going to end up talking about food for like 20 minutes, but that's just how these things go. So
yeah, because by popular demand, people love hearing about your opinions about food. Nobody cares about real estate. Everyone wants to hear what you have to say, and people really like when I put you in the hot seat. So
I get very passionate about certain things. So yeah.
Hello,
I
Thanksgiving. Yes. That was like a 45-minute episode about your passion.
Yeah, I think we
turkey.
Talked about mashed potatoes and gravy for like a half hour. So,
yep.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, and we're also going to talk about go into just some of what we do on the 4th of July. Let's talk about 4th of July. Everyone loves this holiday. A lot of people like where we're from in Maryland. Everybody goes to the beach. So we'll get into that. But before we start, we do have some breaking news to get into. And this is kind of exciting. And I've been given permission. And this is about Alex's son, who is about to be America's Next Top Model. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, my little boy got selected out of a bunch of people who applied to be Ralph.
A bunch, like thousands.
That's what my wife said. You know, again, this is not verified. That could be a complete exaggeration. So I hate to put a number on it. I just heard it was a lot. He's more excited about it than anything else, which is like hilarious to both of us. So, congratulations to EJ on being Route One Apparel's next toddler model, I guess. We were told we were allowed to tease it. We're just not allowed to, you know, show what he's going to be wearing yet because it might be stuff that's coming out in the future. Yeah, buddy, we're super proud of you, and obviously you got my good looks.
Not Jen's. Okay, got it. You're right. Uh-huh.
No, yeah. Good. Joking aside, clearly he got my sense of humor and my wife's looks. So
he's like excited though.
Yes, he's like, and it's kind of funny, like for a 4-year-old to be excited about stuff, and you kind of think you know your children sometimes, and they get excited about weird stuff, or they take a turn on you, and they, you know, start liking, I don't know, Ninja Turtles instead of Bluey or whatever. But, it's kind of funny to see him, like, you know, start, you know, talking to my wife about, like, you know, hey, how, like, his hair and everything like that. He's getting his hair cut this week. It's a whole thing. So.
So wait, like, how did you tell him?
Well, I didn't, because I didn't even know about it until like 2 hours ago. I texted my wife, I think just on a whim, like didn't even tell me that she was entering him. Saw something on Facebook and said, hey, why not? Let's give it a shot because, you know, we could win some really cool Maryland flag stuff. And if you've seen my house and all the stuff that I wear, right, and we're kind of all about the Maryland flag around here. I think she just kind of said, hey, let's see what happens. And then, you know, wasn't really expecting anything of it. And, here we are, he ended up getting selected. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. That is so exciting. Well, congratulations, EJ.
Thanks.
We will promote that when we can.
Yeah.
Super excited. He may be our ticket to getting famous.
He might be. He's definitely better looking than I am. So.
Or Susan. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Okay, so that's so exciting. We had to do this because Alex, you literally just told me this right before we started, and I was like, oh my god, right. Can we discuss like what? But so now the real reason we're on here is we're gonna do some polls. I'm gonna put Alex in the hot seat. He doesn't know what I'm gonna ask. Nothing crazy this time around, but I do want to talk about some of the biggest preferences for 4th of July, which is America's holiday. It's also baseball's holiday. You can't think about America without baseball. And then the Sandlot, and then fireworks and hot dogs, et cetera.
You're literally describing my childhood. So
yeah. And we're going to get into that. But so let's get started with a poll. Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. 4th of July, this or that, hot dog or hamburger?
On the 4th, it's got to be a hot dog, right? If I had to choose. And I love a good cheeseburger, especially. But yeah, on the 4th, you got to do a hot dog and you got to do it right. You know, condiments have to be good. A lot of people don't like ketchup. I just say, like, you know, put whatever you want on there. But, like, you can't just do a plain dog unless you're under the age of 10. I think that's probably the cutoff. Like, if you're 13 years old,
the official cutoff,
a hot dog, you might be eating that for the rest of your life. And that could be an indicator of future issues. So, you know, we should really start, like, screening kids for this.
I really hope EJ eats a hot dog when he's 13.
He eats them now. He loves them. He likes them plain.
No, but I hope he eats a plain one at 13. So this bites you in the ass.
We'll have to see. Look, if he's America's next top model and dad's retired and not doing this anymore, then he can eat whatever he wants, you know.
True. Okay. With that being said, back to the meats. Hamburger or cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger for sure. I think you need the cheese in there. You know, again, the meat kind of has to be the star of the show, but I think the cheese also has to be there to complement, you know, the rest of the experience. You can't just eat a plain hamburger. That's weird.
Back to hot dogs quickly. Do you dress up your hot dog? Like, what do you do to make the perfect hot dog for 4th of July?
Yeah, I mean, so on 4th of July, it's just basically loaded up with whatever you got, you know, ketchup, mustard, relish, onions, you know, whatever's there. If I had to choose, like, between, like, different styles of hot dogs, I would say the Chicago style dog is my personal favorite. Cause again, I'm either like, you know, give me your fastball, give me a plain cheese, or give me, like, the kitchen sink. And the Chicago style dog, I think, gives you the kitchen sink style.
Is that hot dog logo?
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. They have two slices of tomato. There's got to be a certain kind of salt. There's got to be a certain kind of peppers. Like, the Chicago style dog is very intricate for a very simple thing, which I kind of appreciate. So, you know.
Okay. I love that. Battle of the drinks, iced tea or lemonade?
So I've become in my recent years, since I've stopped drinking, I've liked lemonade a lot more, and maybe that's like the sugar craving, I guess, that I get in the summer. But I guess my day-to-day drink would be an unsweetened iced tea. Like, I probably drink that for lunch, like, every day of the week. So,
that's like tough. A business special.
This is 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
Lemonade. That's what we're going with. Final answer.
Yeah. Drinking iced tea every day reminds me of Romy Michelle's high school reunion when she's like, I'll take the business special. It's like iced tea and like a salad. It's funny. All right. Battle of the sides. Macaroni salad or potato salad?
I'd have to go with potato salad. I think that one's a little bit harder to screw up. I think it's really hard to screw. It's really easy to screw up macaroni salad. You can make one taste really gross really easy.
Really? I think macaroni salad's harder.
Yeah. Well, why is that?
Because the noodles and the, I don't know, macaroni salad is so much harder than potato salad. So then, speaking of salads, deviled eggs or egg salad?
Oh God, that's hard. For 4th of July, I think you need something portable that you don't have to sit down to eat, you know, which I guess egg salad, you could just put on like a hamburger roll and like walk around. But, I love a good deviled egg. So I'll go deviled eggs.
Okay. Battle of the sodas, Coke or Diet Coke?
Coke.
Coke?
Yeah. I tried the Diet Coke thing before. It's all a sham.
Okay. I love
that. And I know you're a big Diet Coke person. Yeah. So I know I'm rocking the boat here big time.
A little bit.
But I'm also not a big soda drinker. So, like, if I'm gonna drink one, I'm gonna go, you know, I'm not gonna drink unleaded. I'm gonna go all out. I know you got one right there. You drink like 5 a day. I'm just kidding.
Hold on, let me take a sip on Thursday.
I'm joking. Yeah. But yeah, like, that's my iced tea. Like, my your Diet Coke is my unsweetened iced tea.
I need to get a sponsor.
Yeah, we should.
Hey, this is all going unfiltered.
Yeah. So again, please like and share.
Yes. All right. Battle of the desserts. And again, this is just 4th of July.
Right.
Jell-O or brownies?
Brownies.
Brownies or cookies?
I like a good Jell-O salad, especially.
Oh,
but you didn't say Jell-O salad. You just said Jell-O. So I have to go again, just for 4th of July. We're going brownies. That's the choice.
Brownies or cookies?
Ooh. What kind of cookies?
Holy crap. Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip cookies, then.
That's very American.
That's a personal preference, though, you know.
For fireworks, do we like the white twinkly lights or do we like the rainbow colored ones? It's very similar to our Christmas poll.
Yeah, yeah. So there's another element to this I think we're missing, though. The white sparkly ones are also a lot louder. Are those the ones
that are like the big willow.
And they pop really loud.
Yeah, they're so pretty.
So I don't like those as much as I like the bigger, more colorful ones, uh-huh. Honestly. That's just my own personal preference. I know some people like the shock factor, like the small white ones especially.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I have a completely different view on Christmas lights. So I'm wondering what that says about me.
Which is funny.
Yeah. interesting, but you know, that's just how I feel. So.
It'll be funny to revisit this in a year and then be like, all right, we'll see how he thinks about this. As far as the finale goes with fireworks, it's always a big thing.
Yeah.
Do you prefer a bunch of like all at once, like all the white lights, or do you like the big like finale where they just shoot off everything that they have and you've got rainbows, you've got white lights, you've got the cracklers, like you have it all. And it's like a hot mess that lights up the sky.
Here's and they used to do this over by Lockraven Academy in Calvert Hall. Again, very super local here, but that's where I grew up watching fireworks. They used to kind of tease a finale and then they keep it going for a while. And then there was the grand finale where they basically just like, you know, lit a match and ran across the entire thing and let everything on fire and just let everything explode and see what happens. So I kind of like the fake out. If anyone else is familiar with that, you know.
Alex. The fake out.
The old Luskin's Hill, by the way, in Towson used to do the same kind of thing.
I don't know what that is, but.
So it's like, you know where Pet ER is now, like on Cromwell Bridge Road?
It's right not there anymore. It's in Hunt Valley.
Yeah, it's like on top of that big hill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, that used to be Luskin's up there, and I'm dating myself right now. That's where I grew up. That and Calvert Hall, you know, watching fireworks most of my childhood. I like the fake out, and then I also like, you know, the just set the kitchen sink on fire and let's
like just like whatever the hell's left, like
exactly, yeah.
That's so funny. I'm more of a fan of an organized finale. I feel like if you put all that time and effort, like, let's just make this really beautiful. But that's just sort of how I feel about
that. Oh, you mean you like organization and I like chaos. Yeah. That's shocking.
Except when it comes to some of this podcast stuff, cause I'm just like flying by the seat of my pants. But no, those were like the major thing. And then the last thing that is a staple of America, nothing says 4th of July more than a hot dog eating contest.
Yes.
Do you watch it?
I have in the past. I think Joey Chestnut is one of the great American athletes of our generation. I don't watch it so much anymore just because of kind of how we live our 4th of July day to day nowadays. What's so funny? What, you don't think Joey Chestnut deserves like some kind of major recognition? Like this man is insane.
He eats like 45 hot dogs. Like, no, he's not an athlete. He is no.
I disagree completely. I think that.
And I'm laughing hard because you're like so passionate about this man. It's almost like Mark Spitz.
It kind of. I don't know if I have that kind of like sexual feelings towards him as I do towards Mark Spitz, you know, heterosexually or whatever. But no, it's more of just like let me put it to you this way: I eat like my own hot dog, and then like half of both of my kids' hot dogs on opening day this year down at Canyon Yards, and I felt like I wanted to kill myself. Unalive myself. After after that, it ruined me for the rest of the day. And that was like, that was just two ballpark hot dogs. Like, you know, so the fact that he can eat 44 in like, what is it? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever.
Is it? I thought it was like 96 or something. I don't know.
It might be. We have to look this up.
Look it up. But it really, really, July really, 4th. I have a very hard time looking at it. And then they dip the bread in the water, and then they like just, it's like they don't even chew, they just shove, like it's too much, but it is
easy to slide down. Yeah, I don't even want to go into it. Yeah,
but it's like one of those things
is,
that
10 minutes is
and how many hot dogs?
Yeah, it's just as many as you can.
I know, but what's his record?
His record, please hold. I'm also wrecking my computer here as we're doing this. Sorry.
No, it's fine. And then I have one more after this when we find out how many hot dogs this man shoves down his throat. Is a Shag Mary Kill 4th of July.
76 hot dogs.
See, I knew it. I said 96. I was way closer to you.
No, but that's like.
That is so disgusting. Right, I wonder
how many pounds is that?
Are you counting the bread or are you not counting the bread? I mean, this is
just counting the hot dogs just in general.
That's so foul. Are you going to watch it?
It's over 15 pounds of just hot dogs.
I'd say add another like 5 or 6 and a half pounds for the bread. I mean, that's so disgusting.
That's 2/3 of the Susan.
Susan is Alex's cat.
Yes.
That's so gross, dude.
Crazy.
And but here's the thing. He's not a large man. He's like.
No.
He's tall and he's thin. He's not somebody that I would say is like an athletic looking human being.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Most of the competitive eaters aren't, because they do have to actually like train for it. And you know what I mean?
Look at your face light up.
The well, sorry. I get a little passionate about this, or I used to anyway, but it really is crazy that the larger people tend to actually have like they're hindered in some way. Right. I don't know if it's because of other things going on inside of them, but like, it's like these guys who are in like really good shape, like Kobayashi back in the day. But yeah, if you're not into the hot dog eating contest, I don't even know what to say. I have children now, so I have an excuse. And I think that's probably about it.
Did you know that it's separated now? And so it's male and female. So they have two separate races.
I didn't know that. So what's going to happen if do they have a transgender division as well?
I don't know.
How are they going to manage that? It's going to be, that might be tough.
That could be tough, but we'll see what happens when we get there.
We'll leave it up to the expert.
Yes, exactly. But I thought that was very funny because Alan and I were talking about that today. And then he's like, oh, do you know there's like a male and a female? Like, right. And I know the female because she was on some documentary that I watched like a few months ago. It was about like, crazy competitive athletes, quote unquote athletes. You said he was an athlete. Fine. Whatever. They're athletes. And it was about competitive eating. And it like kind of made me nauseous. Like, I didn't want to eat for like 4 days, but you know, it was a good diet. But I wanted to see about that because that is one of the staples of 4th of July.
It's kind of like watching Shark Week in a way, you know?
Kind of. I mean, I don't really watch it again because I get a little bit like nauseous.
I get it. That's what I'm saying. It's like a National Geographic documentary. You know that's who should actually sponsor it. It's like, because really it is a physical accomplishment. These guys do have to train. So.
But so that was fun. We know where you stand on that. What are you and your family doing for 4th of July?
We are going to the Towson Parade, and then we're going to go to the pool, and then just kind of lay low. We used to host a little celebration at our house. For our friends and family and some people in the neighborhood. Then we sold our house last summer, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And since we haven't quite landed on a place yet, we don't have a respectable, a venue to host our normal house party. So we're going to forego it this year and just do things a little bit differently. Especially EJ, my son, loves the Towson Parade because he gets to see all like the fire trucks and the police cars and all that stuff. And Riley likes seeing all the dance troops and all that. So
when is that? Tomorrow?
Yeah,
is it actually on 4th of July?
Yeah, it's on 4th of July. It's in the morning, and they have you know, areas of downtown Towson blocked off, usually right around the you know, the courthouse and stuff. So we've done it before, you know, and we're going to go down in the morning, then head to the pool and, you know, just lay low.
Are you guys going to then, I guess, see fireworks? Do you do fireworks?
Yeah, right in our neighborhood. So even though we sold our house in Lock Raven Village, we still are renting from one of my real estate friends. For the time being, we're in the same area. So we're going to, you know, trek on over to good old Calvert Hall or maybe even Lock Raven Academy and, you know, put a blanket down and some lawn chairs and
very fun.
So, yeah.
Very fun.
What about you and Alan? Where are you guys going?
So we live out in Hunt Valley. So we are going to go out to Oregon Ridge. Very nice. Taboo. Yeah. I know. Everybody does it.
No, I've been there before. Yeah, they have a good display.
It's okay, but so we're going to do that. And then tonight, the day before, we are going up to Shawan Road and we're going to go try to look at some fireworks, as well. And it's Alan's birthday too.
Personal fireworks?
No, they like do the ones from Morgan Ridge. I don't get the joke.
No, I wanted to answer. So you and Alan aren't buying your own and setting them off like in your driveway or whatever?
No, God, no. Our house would burn down. What are you talking about? We can never do that.
You know, I'd love to. I just don't trust myself. Like I'm one of those guys who would 100% end up on the news.
I like the things that you throw that you could get at the beach, like those little
what do you call it? The snappers
or something. Yeah. Those are the best. Not a huge fan of sparklers. But yeah, so I mean, again, it's not. If anything, it's like kind of fun. Like I know this sounds like really old, but like we've spent the last like few days too, like doing house projects, which is super lame, but it feels really good. And let me tell you, I've made so many friends at the dump because we've been like hauling stuff. And like, let me tell you, nothing is more satisfying than leaving the dump. feels so good.
That's for sure. Yeah.
You're just like, it's really empowering. I love it. So we've been to a lot of trips and the guy knows me up the front. I don't have to show my license anymore. but so that's kind of what we've been doing. Just like a little tangent. And that's been what's been going on in my world. Real estate's a little bit tough.
Nice.
I'm sure you can feel that as well. I do want to quickly tell you something and I haven't really told you this yet. So one of the things that we're going to start bringing back, even with our episodes that are pre-recorded, are the horror stories from the field. People have been requesting, so we're going to do that. I have to quickly share a horror story that happened to me last week because it's very funny. And my clients follow this podcast. They listen to this podcast. I asked in advance if I could share this story, and they said yes. And they said it was fine.
Good. Okay. I can't afford to be sued right now. So
Well, they're repeat clients of mine. I absolutely love them. They're great. They're from like a different part of the world. Sometimes there's a little bit of a language barrier or whatever. So, last week we go to see this house and it's very early. They are doctors that are on call at Hopkins. They have the most insane hours. So if I'm not showing at 7:45 in the morning, we're showing at like 8:45 at night.
Right.
Anyways, this happened to be a morning showing and they're like, can we please see this before we have to get on a flight? Like, and I was like, fine. Like the earliest we can go is 7:15. I knew they weren't going to like this house, but because I like them, I was like, fine, whatever. So I go down there. I meet them at 7:15 on a Saturday. And the husband comes out with like this huge box, like a cardboard box. I was like, what is this? And he's like, I bring breakfast. And I was like, what? I was like, no, we're just here for a showing. I'm really tired. Like, I really don't. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Hold on. So we go into this house and it's staged. And he was like, I see pictures. We sit and we have breakfast. And I'm like, what? So this man, we come inside and I was like, no. And he's like, nope. I'm like a doctor. Like, you always start the day off with breakfast. And I was like, oh my, I was so irritated. So he decides to like make himself at home. Again, this house is vacant. It's very nicely staged. And whips out a whole spread on the table. He brought out eggs. We had lox. We had bagels. We had cream cheese. He had plates, forks and knives, and orange juice. And he said, sit down. And I said, I mean, oh my God. And he's like, no.
He said, hey, be right back. I have to call my podcast co-host and get him over here right away.
So here's the thing. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to, I've never seen this before. And I was just like, oh, here we go. And so we sat down and we had a breakfast.
I mean, I love it.
I mean, what was I supposed to do?
Would have been around business than over breakfast. I think that man's got something going.
What'd you say?
I think that man's got something going. You know, what better way to talk business than over breakfast?
In a house that's not yours. No big deal.
Yeah. Let's just carbo load and then shove ourselves full of lox and then we'll get a deal done.
And he had some bacon and there were some jams and he had a lot of paste. I mean, you would have thought there was like enough for 10 people. And then he like, I'm like sitting there being like, this is how my career ends. This is how it ends. I know there's cameras in here. I'm going to end up. This is how it ends for Kendall Gray. Like,
it's like, damn you're looking around for the ring camera. You're like, please, like, you know, you really should have some kind of like help signal, you know, like you do this three times and it's like, call the police.
Alex, I literally was like, oh God, like, did this get reported? Like, oh shit. Like, I was sitting there like panicking, but then I was like, this looks really good. I'm a little bit hungover right now. Like, oh my God, okay, let me like see what happens. Like, whatever. And so, well, yeah.
He didn't hand you like a rabbit mask or anything. So I think you're safe.
I ate it. I sat down and ate with my clients.
I would have done the same thing. I don't even thought twice about it. And that's okay, why, yeah. Like, I'm going to end up dead from something stupid like that. Like, really, like, not even kidding. Like, I'm going to, and my wife used to make fun of me for this all the time, especially when we travel. Like, I'll talk to anybody. And, you know, anyone that's trying to stop you is trying to sell you something, especially in places like New Orleans or, like, the Dominican Republic. And, like, I'll stop and just be like, hey, because, I'm a Labrador Retriever. Like, I'll just, you know, I'll talk to anybody and, like, smile for 2 seconds. And then, like, I also won't have the confidence to get out of the conversation. I'll just let them keep talking to me and waste my time.
That's so funny.
I don't want to hurt their feelings because that's just how I operate. So,
well, my clients, they listen to this podcast. I had asked if I could share this because I said that was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And I've known that's you all
so,
for 2 years.
It's so funny. And you know what? Send me more clients like that. If you're out there and you want to have me come to your house and eat breakfast,
It's not your house, though. You mean your future house.
I will for you. I will eat the food you want to provide to me, you know, in order to earn your business. So
I'm literally crying because it was so funny. And I was like, well, what do I do? And then I like called Alan after. I was like, so like, I just hit an all a new one in my career. And he's like,
yeah.
What? And I was like, I had breakfast at a staged house that my clients didn't put an offer.
You should have texted him and been like, so I just took my first bite of food. How long does poison take to hit your system?
So funny. And again, I have known them for a very long time.
Yeah.
Repeat clients, but I just had to shit out. Very funny. Yeah. And we're going to start bringing them back because I've gotten into property management too, and I've seen some crazy stuff, but I do think it'll be very funny. So I think people are excited to hear your stories, my stories. And I just wanted to sort of tease that up because we will have some other good ones coming soon.
We'll have more.
Moral of the story, if you get asked to have breakfast and that's what it takes to close a deal at a house that is not yours with your clients, eat the damn lox, eat the damn bagel.
You eat that breakfast. And if you have to go to the hospital later, you know, that's okay.
We should make a t-shirt. Eat that breakfast.
Eat the breakfast.
Do the deal.
Put the lotion on. It's fine.
This is all good. But that's all that I had. I just wanted to pop on here. Alex, do you have anything else?
No, not really. I mean, I guess just a word to the people that are still house shopping out there. Like, look, we get it. It's hard. I mean, and we're living it right now too.
You're living it personally right now, literally.
Yeah. I mean, for real. Yeah. Like we're out there and, you know, we're feeling it right there with you. So just, you know, stay the course, knowing that you're doing the right thing. Because it seems like interest rates, believe it or not, are going to be a quicker fix than inventory. You know, so once rates drop, competition's only going to get it worse. And that's the scary part is like, you know, if you think it's bad now, more people are going to come off the sidelines once rates get into the fives and stuff. So, you know, if you're out there, you're house shopping, just, you know, try to stay the course. Know you're doing the right thing. Know this is the first step in a two-step process, right? First one is securing the house. Second one is refinancing to get the payment that you want. So just hang in there. I know it's tough.
Yeah, it is, but everything always bounces back. But more importantly, get excited. We're back. Let's do this. Again, this is a family session, pretty much unfiltered, unedited. Yeah. So thank you all.
I don't think we said anything too bad. I think we're okay.
No.
Yeah.
I think we're fine. And if we're not.
Usually I'm the one you have to worry about, so.
Yeah, and you've been really on point. You've been good.
I know. I've been good, I think, for the most part.
But we're going to try to do this a little bit more often because it gives you guys like a little bit of a peek into like ourselves. We'll have this up on YouTube. We're going to get some other stuff up too, visual content. But yeah, just get ready, get excited. We've got some big, big people coming up.
Yes.
So
and we have some stay technology. Tuned. We'll start taking voicemails soon, I believe. So like, you know, we might even like incorporate that in.
Yes.
So that should be a lot of fun.
We have Bill Daly with Liberty Title. Then we also have Joe Conroy with
Hartford Retirement Planners.
There we go. Thank you.
And he just earned an incredible award. He was named one of the top 40 investment professionals under 40 in the entire country and went up to New York to get that award. So I can't wait to release his episode and we'll try to follow up with him about that too.
And then we also have myself and Gene Tate, who is coming soon. We also talk about the property management side of things. Hers was really fun. She's also an entrepreneur, local realtor, and does a lot to give back and is really invested in golf and the LPGA?
LPGA.
There we go.
a lot of acting. Let's start with an L. But yeah, the local Maryland LPGA, she's very
that'll be really
there.
Great. Yeah. So we've got a lot.
Chris Bell as well from Main Street Home Loans. He's our underwriter. We have him coming up. I know we owe you guys an underwriter episode, and that one's really interesting. It's a little bit of a shorter podcast, but there's a lot of information.
Just like this one. This one's real short, but yeah.
Yeah. And he really hits on a lot of topics that I think maybe the general public and some realtors might want to know about. So we're really looking forward to kind of revamping this thing here over the last part of the summer and into the fall, into the winter. So Kendall, I think this is a great idea. Thank you so much.
Love it. Yes. We're going to do it. We've got our mojo back. Creative juices flowing. Let's do it. So thank you all. Have a safe, wonderful holiday. If you're listening to this on your way back, I hope you had a great holiday. But I think that's a wrap. Alex?
Don't blow your fingers off.
Oh, yeah.
Love you guys.
All right. Bye.
I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. I can't help myself sometimes.